You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, Mizan, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going to be going over, not quite a filler word per se, but we're going to be going over a little bit of filler. Now, you know when you're watching like Naruto and there's like 600 episodes of filler or like One Piece that goes on for forever, and it just seems like things just go on and on and on and on, and it's actually never grabbing some substance? Well, unlike anime or manga, there are a couple of things that are useful when it comes to filler. Let's talk about those really quick. So in Japanese, you have, or any language actually, you have words in my native language, things like, and etc. That, of course, can be true of almost any language. In Korean, you go ku. In Japanese, we say nanka. Nanka. Now, nanka is a filler word usually to replace the word This is the most common way to express that feeling. However, nanka in of itself does have a meaning. Now, what is that meaning? So we're going to break this down ever so slightly. The first part of it is nan, as in nan desu ka, or nani. That nan, the question for what something is, nanka, that nan. And the ka here is basically a question. Okay, it's a nanka. Now, when this is written, it's regularly written, if you're writing spoken Japanese and using it as an it's written almost exclusively in hiragana. Now, there'll be times where you see it in katakana. Katakana is sometimes used for spoken Japanese when written to express emphasis on something. You'll see this also with words like dame. Dame, meaning bad or no. And dame can often be written in katakana to express emphasis, like dame. Sora chou dame. Okay, now here in this case, nanka is of course meaning so we're going to write like that. However, when we say nanka in of itself, it's like, it's good way I would express is a thingamajig, a whatchamacallit. It's a nanka, it's a thing. It's an abstract unknown object usually. And that is what we're trying to grasp when we say It's the unknown abstract idea that we're still kind of formulating here. It's the same kind of thing. So now that we know nanka, let's talk a little bit more about how to use nanka and how not to use nanka. Now, if you're speaking Japanese and you're just saying to yourself, I don't know if that's a good idea. Nanka, それがいい idea かとかわからないんだよ。Nanka, well, Now, if you're trying to express well at the beginning of a sentence, that's a different word entirely. That is the word じゃ。じゃ、皆さん。Well, everyone. じゃあどうしよう? Well, what should we do? Okay, so we have じゃ, usually じゃ is seen as a conjunction. It's got the, it sounds a lot to me like, I don't know, like when I think of it, I just think of like someone speaking German with, or reading German, because I believe it's a J-A. It's J-Y-A in the Japanese, if you're put into Romanized format. じゃあどうする? じゃあ, what should we do? なんか何がいい? So we have kind of different inflections when we use those differences, right? じゃあ、なんかどうするんだろうなとか。That's a couple of ways we add ambiguity to our speaking Japanese. Now, why would we want to add ambiguity? One, being able to use Japanese filler words in the language that we're speaking often, at least in my experience, can help, what do I want to say here? If speaking Japanese truly is to make the listener feel comfortable, right, then being able to use filler words or speak in a way that is more like them can often have that desired effect, which is why I find these very useful to teach to younger Japanese learners. Regardless of your age, if you're early in learning Japanese and someone helps you along with it by using ja, I find that at least you're putting in effort that other people might not put in, trying to do your best to sound like a speaker of the language. So if that makes sense, I hope that was helpful. If you like this and other episodes, please follow me on Instagram. I'm there fairly often. I answer questions, as well as if you like this content, please make sure to share and subscribe. Until next time, じゃあね.